North Studios. Introducing Honda North Rewards. Purchases earn you points, and points save you dollars. Who says customer loyalty doesn't pay? Join for free today. Just one more reason to choose Honda North. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show, local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Shady Lady Productions' own Utah Burgess. Utah, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine. This is going to be basically what we are calling our on-demand special, because more than likely, most of you are listening, if you are listening, on demand, because I'm sure you're one of the 100 million that are watching the Super Bowl tonight.
Yeah, or if Coldplay's playing right now, maybe you can pop over and tune us in. Huh?
That's right. Well, we might have a mass turnover at this particular point. That's true. But good to have everybody on board. Or maybe you're stuck working and stuck listening to us live. We appreciate you being stuck with us. And we're going to stick you with some great music here tonight. Lots of local.
Yeah, and some new stuff.
New stuff
coming, too.
We have brand new... A gentleman who grew up in this area now resides in California, and wait till you hear the lineup of musicians he has with him, Greg Mara, with a brand new tune that we're going to spin for you tonight.
Yep, and we also got something new from the Honey Riders, and if you recall, one of their songs was a Grassy nominee last year, so
yeah.
Good stuff coming from the Honey Riders.
I've been loving the sounds of what they've been presenting to us, so I'm anxious to hear that. So that'll be coming up in what we will call our new music debut segment here on the on-demand special tonight. But hey, we've got to give some shouts out as we progress through the show, and I think we have an interesting conversation coming up as well about a bill that has been introduced in Philadelphia that is going to add to the costs for local performers to play, or even national performers to come in and play at certain venues. We all know the price of everything is going up, and it's a heady cost to even bring in live music. And now here's a councilman who wants to add to that, and we'll bring that up. We'll also remind you throughout the show tonight about the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends Awards. The nomination time is going to begin, and actually, tonight is the final night to get yourself entered or registered to be a part of the voting. So we'll talk about that coming up tonight. But boy, you had quite the event last week out at Peter B's Saturday night, the 11th annual Southern Fried Rock Show, and I understand that... things went okay.
Yeah, it was a packed house, standing room only, and we had a great lineup with Coal Town. We had the Shiners, Doppler Effect, and the Hawkeyes. And, part of the success for this show definitely was, the bands just really climbed on board with this. Bands and fans of the local music scene. I've never had an event that was promoted as much as this from all parties involved. And, of course, 977... The Rock Station was a sponsor of that event as well, and the advertising that you guys did as well certainly helped to it. But the neat thing about having a packed house like that is everybody does well.
Yeah.
And if you're a local band out there and you're complaining about getting paid but you're not doing much to help yourself or help your show, these bands played an hour apiece and walked out with between $300 and $400 a pop.
Nice.
That's how it works.
Nice.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Promote.
And for helping the cause, yeah. And helping themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations to that. And a salute to everybody out there listening that may have been in attendance. And I know there were a lot of people that said they couldn't make it and would have liked to have been there and added to the cause as well. But another side to that, when you do have that kind of working back and forth and the people show up and respond, that always brings the best out of the bands, too.
Well, it absolutely does. And you talk about the response. That was just one of the – that sent chills down my spine a couple of times. You know, the bands would finish a song. In fact, someone was telling me that the bands weren't – the song – the last notes hadn't even trailed off, and the crowd was just going nuts. And they were like – they were going, I wonder if the band can even hear how loud everybody is yelling. And, I mean, just the music was so well received.
Wow.
And the people there just – I've had nothing but – just incredible feedback. Everybody loved it, listening to local original music. Of course, they threw covers in there, so mm-hmm. there was stuff everybody recognized. But it's just awesome to see that kind of reception for these bands. And you're right, it just, everybody had to be on their A game because the crowd was demanding it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A lot of energy.
That is so cool. And to have that kind of response, I mean, well, look at the lineup you had. I mean, when you're talking about the four bands you did have, and I know last year at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, the jams that the Shiners and Doppler Effect both got into, and I mean, wow. It just, you talk about shivers up and down your spine. It was those kind of moments. And, you know, the Hawkeyes are the hot card right now in Coal Town. I'm sure a lot of folks getting introduced to them for the first time. So, great stuff.
Yeah, Coal Town played us a couple original songs of their own. So they'll be getting us some recorded material here soon. And they have a new vocalist in the band, Jessie Boldy. And she played with me and Rob on the float last year during the Spirit of Christmas Parade. She's got an amazing voice. And actually, the other guy in the band who sings does as well. I mean, just two incredible vocalists. They sounded really good together, and looking for some good stuff from them.
I saw the social media blow up after the show, and people raving with the shots, a couple of great photos of the Shiners jamming and people enjoying it, and you know, and I saw quite a bit from Doppler Effect too, doing some promotion. It was, you know, great to see that from them as well. I think and that shows you that it was well received on both ends.
Yes, and as the producer and promoter of that show, I cannot say how much I appreciate, you know, that, and that's why I'm selective about the bands I work with, and that's why we have to be selective about the bands we work with the Band Jam. We're all in this together, and if we are all in it together, it'll be successful for everybody, all the way down to the fan who pays their hard-earned money to walk in. They will leave knowing that they were entertained and it was worth every penny that they spent. It was like $2.50 a band Saturday night, and you got your money's worth, definitely.
Cool. Well, there's food for thought for any of the band members out there that are listening in. You know, make it work, because it can.
I'm sure there's still plenty of them who just sit and complain and say it's everybody else's job to do everything for them.
Well,
that's all right.
Yeah. See what happens for them. Meanwhile, let's play some tunes here. And we're going
to... That's Bob's key to me. Get off your soapbox. Let's get to the music.
No, I just think point well said. And hopefully it's taken, you know, with... the right attitude, so that if you're a band out there, you're helping yourself, because this is proof in the pudding that when everybody works together, and that's one thing we've had a common theme about in the 4 years of this show, you know, you come from it from a musician standpoint, you will come from it from a promoter's standpoint, and we've talked to people that are on it from the club end of it, and I'm just a fan. But when everybody works together, you see the success that can happen, and I think that's what people need to wrap themselves around.
Yeah, and again, if you're doing original music, I mean, there's people, there's a hunger out there for it. You've seen it Saturday night. And I think you nailed it in last week's show, too, the way you made the comparison with the Eagles. And, you know, at one point in time, that was unheard music. Mm-hmm. Nobody had ever heard that before. So you got to give it a shot, and I think you'll be damn well impressed.
I totally, wholeheartedly agree. So our segment tonight is presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, and our show brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19 in Wexford. Of course, Meat Locker Recording Studios right in the heart of downtown Butler in the West End area. If you're looking to record something, well, why don't we play a tune that was recorded there? It was composed there. It was written by basically the session band that you could have assist you in your recording, to give you a fine example. And we call them the Butler Boys. What a tremendously talented group of gentlemen they are. And they brought in Jennifer Lynn Baker to sing with them on this new tune. And it is making some noise, being played in regular rotation, too.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
So let's do the Butler Boys' Stay Away in this opening segment presented by Meat Locker Recording Studio. Listen to the sound, because it was recorded there.
That's a great pick, Bob, and I say we follow that up with the Hawkeyes, since they closed out the show last Saturday, and their song is the opening track on their new CD, which, if you don't have it, you need to have this CD, One Plug in the Wall. It's a song called Miracle Man.
Oh, Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to local music on the radio, Sunday nights at 7. You found it. It's the Grassroots Show, and don't forget, our show does stream, in case you're watching the Super Bowl right now, at 977rocks.com, where you can go into the on-demand feature
go
and
Packers.
Pull it up.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, they're not there.
Or they're playing? I don't know. I'm here to listen to local music. The heck with that football thing. But 977rocks.com, you can go to the on-demand feature and find all of our Grassroots Show in recent memory archived there and pull them up and listen to them. So, like you say, Utah, might as well let your boss pay you to listen to the Grassroots Show.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Again, we're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And now that we have flipped the calendar to February, it is just, a week. Actually, this coming week now, on the 11th, you'll have another open mic night at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, which is our Segment 2 sponsor. And they've been our longest-running sponsor since the show began 4 years ago.
Yeah, coming up, picking it back up. We're only going to do it, February, March, and April, and then we're going to move to our bike nights out at Peter B's. So got three more opportunities. Come out and introduce yourself if I haven't met you yet, or just come and hang and play with a bunch of great musicians and a very receptive crowd.
If you're a musician out there, I encourage you to grab an opportunity to, you know, hit one of these open mic, open stage nights, share your talents. But also, if you're just a music aficionado, I think you'll be blown away. You know, we talk about the bands themselves when they play, but some of the talents you'll find at some of these open mic nights. I mean, people, and you see it on social media, people raving about, you know, who shows up and some of the songs that are presented. And, you know, it's a neat kind of more of a laid back atmosphere where you just kind of sit in and enjoy the sounds.
I have made some incredible friendships through this music scene at the open mics, and it's the way to go.
Well, speaking of incredible friendships, we have been very blessed to have numerous friendships develop, as you referred to, you being involved in the scene for so long that way, but also through this show and some of the things that we have put together or the guests that we've had in the studio. And, of course, we got a special relationship with European Motorcycles, with Lee Marks, and, of course, the whole Needs Hotel band crew. And John Vento invited us to a little musician get-together that he had. He called it the end-of-year after-Christmas party last week at his home, beautiful home that he has. And I just wanted to thank John and all of those guys, because you could see most of the guys from the Needs Hotel were kind of pitching in and helping with the cause as well. And, of course, Matt Schaefer from Lamatt Productions with Lee Marks. Just some really genuine people. So thanks to John for inviting us to that. But also we got to, you know, see a lot of a nice wide variety of people involved in the music scene. Producer Buddy Hall was there and some other just incredibly talented musicians that you've seen. And it wasn't a get-together where everybody came and played. It was just kind of hang out and shoot the breeze, which was really cool.
Oh, he had Christmas music playing.
Well, yeah.
But Jessica Bitsura was there, which maybe we'll bring her up here a little bit later in the show. But, just new connections being made there as well. And like you mentioned, Lee, European Motorcycles, and, of course, Lamatt Productions, talking with him and Matt. Mm-hmm. Always fun time.
Yeah. Mary Lou Scherter was there, and I understand as of this past week, Mary Lou was able to sit down in the studio and review her brand-new album, which has been mixed and mastered and is very likely going to be one of our up-and-coming guests as we finally get to hear from her. I've seen her play numerous times, and, of course, she's played at Corbri Woodstock and plays a lot of the open mic, open stage nights. Just an extremely talented young lady, and she has been working on an album for quite some time, and it's about ready for release.
Yep, we got a lot of new stuff coming this year,
Bob. And it's just amazing. I mean, it just keeps turning over and getting better. And, you know, I got to give a shout-out as well, a young man that we've played several times, Isaac Cole McNanny. He goes by Isaac Cole, lives up in the Emlenton area. And he made it through the initial audition cuts to go to Hollywood on American Idol. So, you know, just neat stuff. The talent that is in this community right now is just phenomenal.
Yes, it is. And speaking of that party, I hope Tim is recovered and he's doing all right. So here's a shout out to Tim. Cheers, buddy.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of discussion going on, you know, going back to the first segment when you brought up the Southern Fried Rock Show and the bands, you know, promoting, hearing their songs on the radio. And you heard that common theme at John Bento's party, too, that, you know, they're so appreciative of the Rock Station 97.7 giving exposure to local music. Well, folks, there's one way that you can help continue that cause, and that's by making a phone call. If you, you know, want to hear something during regular rotation, make a phone call. Get it heard. Get it played on the radio, because that's how it becomes a Grassy Award nominee possibility. It's got to be played not only on this show, but also any of the Grassy Award nominees that we put forth are songs that have made its way from this show into the regular rotation on the Rock Station.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. And, you know, I've had the station on over the weekend, and I heard so many local bands being played. It's just amazing what this station does to get behind local music. And, yeah, a lot of the people out there at that little get-together were saying that. They were even comparing it to other stations who claim to support local music and saying that they don't even come close to what the Rock Station is doing. So it's simple. Tweet, Facebook, social media, email, phone call. Let your voice be heard. And I love the fact that the bands at the Southern Fried Rock Show were saying that and expressing that point of view to the audience. And the audience was very receptive to it as well. So I love the way this music scene's kind of taken off a little bit. It's fun.
And again, remind you that our show is streamed at 977rocks.com. The music, you know, this station is streaming 24/7, so you can get it anywhere. And I encourage you to download the Smart app onto your smartphone, because that's one of the first. I mean, that's what I was doing. You know, I was listening last week's show when we had Mary Lou Miller on to talk about the Rock and Roll Legends, the Pittsburgh event. You know, that's what I was listening to it on, because it was easy to be with my family at that point and eavesdrop on what was going on, and it was really cool. And that too, when you put an earbud in, they have no clue what you're listening to, or that you're not really paying attention to them.
Oh, there you go. You just let your secret out. Well, you know, even if you're taking a road trip or whatever, I was driving back from Detroit here, and I had the station streaming, so it's very convenient.
Yeah. Yep. Very cool. Well, in honor of and a thanks to Mr. Bento inviting us to his little shindig last week, going to dig out, was talking, talking to Tim and others about some of their favorite tunes that the Needs Hotel Band have done over the years. And going back to, you had Doppler Effect at the Southern Fried Rock Show, take it back to the Band Jam last year, and they did a cover of Cowboy Song, and I understand they opened up last week with it at the Southern Fried Rock Show, which of course is a Thin Lizzy song. The Needs Hotel Band also covered a Thin Lizzy tune back a few years back with their The Way That You Roll album and a Phil Lynott song from the Bad Reputation Thin Lizzy album. They did a song called Dancing in the Moonlight, and we're going to play that from the Needs Hotel Band. They do a killer job on this, and this was an album that was produced by Buddy Hall, too.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I say we follow that up to tie that back into our previous conversation also. Talk about listening to live local music, local music being played on the Rock Station. I'm driving in to do the show, and you had some East Coast Turnaround playing. So I'm like, yeah, we haven't spun them on the Grassroots in a while. Let's do that. East Coast Turnaround, Love, Life, and Murder.
Steady. bus is long gone. We'll be right back.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. Rose's Super Red is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Steaks, chops, chicken, and pork. Do you want a special cut? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's for the grill, broiler, slow cooker, or between two slices of bread. Speaking of bread, Rose's is making fresh bread. Dinner rolls, pepperoni rolls, and sausage rolls. Blueberry and raspberry chocolate scones. Homemade soup to go as well. All at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main, Rose's is high on the hill and right on the price. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Rock Station 97.7 and our Grassroots Show presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And hey, we welcome you to become a sponsor of this particular segment. It is open and there for the taking. If you're a business out there that would love to have exposure, support local music, support the local scene, well, this radio station is big about supporting local businesses. And we can give you great exposure courtesy of this show. Give us a contact at the Butler Media Group and we'll let you in on the scheme of being involved in the local music show, the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And, of course, as I mentioned, that is archived at 977rocks.com and played back many times on demand.
It's very affordable to take one of these segments also. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, let them know.
Hook you up. Absolutely. Well, something that might not be so affordable, of course, we've talked a lot about the costs that are involved in clubs and promoters trying to bring music to you, to have it in front of you live instead of just on your CD or smartphone playing, you know, because you downloaded a song. There's a Philadelphia City Councilman, Mark Squilla, who created a new bill that would require owners of nightclubs, cabarets, bars, and restaurants in Philadelphia to collect the names, addresses, and phone numbers of entertainers in a registry and to share that personal information with police upon request. Apparently, there was one incident that occurred that's from when we are on the outside of this looking in. There was one incident in which something happened at a show. And now the knee-jerk reaction is, well, we better fix a problem that really doesn't sound like it's ever been a problem. How many years has the city of Philadelphia housed music and how many venues play music that a bill is going to cause owners of bars to register these people? And in particular now, attached to it, is a pretty significant increase in the fees that they will have to pay in order to be registered.
Yeah, and also they're throwing the burden of this onto the police departments and then making the decisions whether a venue can have this show or not based on the personal information collected by the venues and filed in this registry. It sounds crazy. It's an amendment to what they already have in place called the Special Assembly Occupancy Section of the Philadelphia Code. And it pretty much is going to apply to any venue that holds any sort of event for 50 or more people.
So, and it's pretty broad-ranging, so it can be a lot of different venues. You know, when they say cabarets and more, you can, you know, interpret that how you will. But in particular, it is really focused on bands, rappers, DJs. So basically, they're kind of pinpointing the music scene with this bill.
And again, back to the police department, too. Basically, it'll be the police who decide what performers play where and when. by basically looking at this information, looking at the different performers, and tracking their records before even approving a license or allowing them to have the show take place.
Yeah. In reading an article out of the Philadelphia Daily News that was discussing this, the councilman vowed that there was nothing connected to this as far as any bans that or any previous incidents, but there was another council person who is actually part of the Committee on Licenses and Inspections who said, well, no, there was an incident, and apparently there were certain acts that were connected to a couple of different incidents, and so that's where the concern came up, and obviously that's where the bill was spurred from. I mean, come on, how can you make a comment that no specific music acts created this issue? If you're bringing it up, there's some kind of an issue that you've had with somebody or something.
And I understand the incidents were in his district, too. So, coincidence? Read the book.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you're talking a pretty hefty fee. I mean, already, look at the money that, that, for example, if you're a club, that you pay already to ASCAP, CSAC, BMI. And we've talked about that. We've had people from those different clubs come in and talk about those fees. Now you're going to add another kind of, a licensing fee? I guess they already have to pay a certain amount that they have to renew a license annually. But this is going to be a pretty significant increase on top of that.
150% is what I read, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a band now just to have a license application fee. Then you're going to be paying all the other fees on top of that. Then if you do want to have a performer, you know, you're going to try to pay that. I mean, it's we're almost pricing businesses out of business.
Yeah, because somebody's going to have to maintain this registry. I mean, where is this registry? You're just going to exist. I mean, this is just more red tape, more collection of personal data also. I mean, you're kidding me. I want to come and play an acoustic show, and I have to provide my name, address, phone number, where I was born, mother's maiden name, you know, where does it end? It's crazy.
You know, it's interesting because if you volunteer in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania now or have, you know, whether you're a coach or volunteer at a local civic event or sporting event, all the clearances that now have to go through thanks to the Sandusky episode, you know, in many cases, you've got to have three different background checks and more. This is almost a similar kind of thing. So are the musicians now, is this going to lead, once you start this regulation, once it's this first step, and say there is an incident that happens, now all of a sudden you're going to be requiring band members and individual, you know, people to have to go out and get three background clearances to go do a show? I mean, is that what it's going to lead to?
Yeah, and I don't know how much traction this is going to have or if it's going to pass in Philadelphia, but you know, even just bringing it up and the buzz that it's creating, that all this, there's other places now looking at this. Oh, hey, maybe we should consider something like this.
Yeah, yeah.
This has just opened a can that we don't want to look into.
Yeah, and it's a pretty in-depth. I read the actual document, and obviously, anytime they write up one of these bills. I mean, it's not like it's a one or a two page thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's multi. You know, it's legalese. It's many, many pages,
so that we can't understand it, and just blast it on through.
Well, and they a lot of times will hide things in there. I mean, you've seen it done, and a lot of times, even as this first initial reading comes out, now they'll go back and tweak it. They'll read it in a committee, it'll pass it, and how many times things get attached to that? That's what you really need to respond to. But this bill even covers live streaming of shows. So, I mean, it's very wide-ranging and comprehensive, which is really kind of scary when you look at it.
I love what this one Twitter user, their name is Banned Books, but they're like, I've heard of pay to play, but never give my personal info to the police to play. So
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so pay to play will be a blessing before you know it if this kind of crap keeps up.
Yeah. And for the police, as you referred to, you know, now they've got to get involved in, not that they're busy enough.
Right.
You know, and I think one of the angles was that the police would have to factor into their decision-making for approval if this bill passes things like crime, traffic, litter, noise, parking, and hours of operation, as well as any community concerns, and particularly those of neighbors in the immediate vicinity. Now, there has been a local business that has been in a battle in this area for that same thing, because one resident of many around that area is upset about certain noise protocols. It's all it takes is one person to shut down a business, shut down a band, shut down live music.
And the Noble Hops Band had a date scheduled at that very venue, and we had to move it because of that very same issue that you're referring to right there. So, yeah, it just takes one person. And, I mean, don't you know where you're moving to? Come on. That's like moving. That's like building a house next to an airport and then saying, it's too noisy here. I need you to shut down the airport. Stop flying them planes over my house. I mean, don't get me going, Bob. You already got me riled up in the first segment.
It's like the PMRC all over again.
I remember as a kid, we used to go, as a teenager, we used to sit in the front row of those things when those people would come around, and we had our UFO and Judas Priest and AC/DC shirts on. We just sit there just looking at them like, what are you talking about?
Look
at us. We're fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny. I seen an article here recently. They did this big study, like tracked for the last 30 years, metalheads from our generation, and how they're doing here 30 years later. And it's quite surprising. The metalhead generation's doing pretty damn good.
And
very successful,
yeah,
doing well, happy with life and all these aspects. And I think back about it, and I'm like, most of the messages in heavy metal music, of the heavy metal music I listen to, were pretty positive. I mean, it was just to go get life and, you know, take charge. And I mean, good stuff.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting how that, and you mentioned, you know, some of the groups that you mentioned, barely got airtime when they were actually happening. But now all of a sudden, every television commercial you're
selling minivans.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think we've done okay.
And we were all going a certain place by listening to that music at one point in time, and now it's go to the car dealership and get you the new 2016 minivan.
Hey, let's get back to the music here. We have two brand new songs we want to premiere for you tonight, and wait till you hear this, my friends. We've got a gentleman who's been a guest on our show, and of course he was a native of this area. He grew up in the local scene right here in Butler County, went to Butler High School, and then decided he was going to go out west and see how the things fared out, and boy, did he make a good success for himself, and has become quite a very impressive musician with a pretty impressive resume out in California. We're talking about Greg Mara, and he has been working on some new material. I know he was just out at the NAMM shows, and a big part of that has a number of sponsorships and things that he takes care of. But he put together a pretty impressive resume of people to help with a new song called Thrust. And I'll throw out some names. Maybe you've seen these guys in concert one time or another. On bass on this is Bjorn Englund, and he has played with the legendary guitarist Tony McAlpine, who I just love. And they just had Tony's battling cancer right now, and they just had a big special show for him. Also, Bjorn has played with Yngwie Malmsteen. On drums is Jimmy Deanda, who's been in the Bullet Boys. And from Argentina, this is a song that Greg Mara plays guitar on, as does Yavi Venus, who's from Argentina. He shares the leads on this, and it's really cool when you listen to it. Make sure you get, if you've got the earbuds or you've got the headphones or you've got speakers to turn up loud, listen in, because Yavi plays lead in the right speaker. Greg plays lead in the left speaker on this tune. It's called Thrust from Greg Mara.
Oh, and we were so fortunate to do a show with Greg last year, and I hope we can do another one again when he comes to the area. Great guy, great stuff. Hey, let's follow that up with another new one, like you said, the Honey Riders. And, you know, they had a song that was a Grassy nominee last year.
Yeah.
They have some brand new material they're sending our way, and this is a new one called It's a Sign.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror. The Rocks, Rock and Haven, our favorite place to rock, relax, and eat. Go ahead, ask me what's new. Well, I'll tell you what's new. They have a new look, a new menu, a new webpage, and new sauces for the best wings in town. New fall drinks, and of course, happy hours, Monday through Friday, 5 till 7. And the new menu is awesome. Try one of the new fresh burgers. Big, thick, juicy burgers that will knock your socks off. The Rocks, the new Rock and Haven. Greenwood Drive in Butler, Rock and Haven. It's rocking big time.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's our Grassroots Show here for the, 1st of February. Happy Super Bowl to you. And if you missed the show, don't forget we're archived. 977rocks.com. You can listen to it at your convenience. It's our on-demand special here tonight, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Of course, part of Barnstorm Lightning connected to P&W Construction. So thanks to Mopar for helping to sponsor our show here tonight. We've heard from the Butler Boys, the Hawkeyes, Needs Hotel Band, East Coast Turnaround, new material from Greg Marr and the Honey Riders. Couple of great tunes there. And keep those in mind, because if you hear them in regular rotation, they may very well be a Grassy Award nominee. And we announce the Grassy Award winner every year at our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, which is coming up the third weekend in July this year.
July 15th through the 17th, and tickets are on sale now. The camping registration website is all up at Cooper's Lake Campground as well. I recommend you check that out, www.thebandjam.com, and get moving on it.
We will be announcing lineups as they are finalized, and that is all in the process right now and happening very, very quickly. And you know, don't waste time. Get your tickets now. Mark your calendars and get it set. Make it your weekend to hear a fantastic selection of just a sample of some of the great musicians that we do have. I mean, obviously, we can't have every single incredible musician that's in the business around this area, but we give you a nice sample size of it, and people that we've had experience with some new bands as well each and every year. But we know the bands that we bring back every year are the ones that absolutely just crushed it for our show.
Yeah, crushed it. And also, as we discussed in the first segment, climbed on board with the whole concept, helped us promote it, helped get people to the show, and were just an integral part of the Band Jam, and that's why we asked them back. And yeah, we also want to have about half of the bill also to introduce new artists and get to know them and get to work with them and try and strengthen this whole festival, because this just may be a make or break year for us, so we've got to make this a good one.
Yeah, so we hope you'll help the cause out and come out and support it. If you're a fan of local music and love some of these bands, certainly hope you'll come out and check it out at Cooper's Lake Campground. Fantastic setting. You can come in and stay for a day, stay for an evening, come back and forth for both events, or stay for the weekend like I and you like to do, because with a lot of the bands that do the same, too. I mean, it's just a fun time, fun atmosphere, and great local music.
It's family-friendly, yeah. So, I mean, bring the kids out. There's nothing cooler than watching kids stand in front of a stage dancing to music.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just love that. That's just, that'll never grow old.
Cool. Awesome stuff. Well, and also, hey, don't forget, today is the final day to register online to vote for the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends. We had Marianne Miller on last week. She did a great job previewing the Rock and Roll Legends Awards, which the date will be Thursday, April 28th at Stage AE this year. They've had to move it to a bigger venue. But you can actually help vote on who will be getting to that award show. And it's very simple. If you go to PittsburghRockLegends.com, and there's an email sign-up button on there. It's very easy to register for this. You click on that, and you just fill out a little information form. It sends it to your email, and that way you can be a part of the voting process, which will begin next Wednesday. But today is the deadline to register, so you need to register at PittsburghRockLegends.com. Get yourself involved, and then on Wednesday from the 10th to the 22nd is when they have the actual voting period. Now, you're only able to vote one time. It's a very controlled environment, but hey, that one vote is very, very critical to maybe electing your favorite band, group, performer, whatever, somebody that has been involved in the Pittsburgh music scene, getting them elected to the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends.
Yeah, it's a great organization, and in their third year, and the growth is just phenomenal. So, and it's all for a good cause as well. So hopefully you will hop over that website and check it out, or stream us last week's episode on demand if you missed it and learn more about it. So.
Well, let's get to some music here. We'll wrap it up with a young lady we saw at the John Vento party last week. And she's getting ready to attend Belmont University down in Nashville, studying in, I think it's business management in order to further her career in a couple of different angles. But very talented vocalist. We've had her in the studio before. Let's do Jessica Bitsura and That Smile.
All right. And let's follow that up with another very talented lady, and that is Kathy Stewart. She was out at the Southern Fried Rock Show, ran into her, and so I say we play her song, She.
All right. We'll follow that up with another band that I haven't heard anything from for a while. They've been relatively quiet. I know we've conversed on social media a little bit, but wonder what they're up to. And that's our friends at Trigger Happy. We'll do Night of the Living Dead, but is there anything in the works for those guys?
Yeah, I believe they are working on some new material. In fact, we have them scheduled in April to come in and be on the show and kind of tell us what's going on. So
cool.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see you next week, Bob. And
all right.
Hopefully,
Green Bay win.
Hopefully you have no problems getting a sandwich if you're in need of one.
It just depends on what underground operation you're trying to get one at, I guess, sometimes. Yeah. You know, sometimes they lock the door in your face.
Well, you know, it's very important where you spend your money, and money well spent speaks volumes, and I suggest you spend it on local music.
I'll do that. It's well worth your buck, isn't it?
Best value for your entertainment dollar.
We'll see you next week, folks. Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Yourself enough, no, not enough to trust, running out of love. Gave you my heart, it was great from the start. Leave me behind, you don't need me no more. Please, please stay. What do you do now? What do you do?
but now it's breaking my heart. And you,
and she knows the secret to your pleasure. And she sees right through with intuition. And she knows the lies in truth's omission. But a spirit can be broken. To be held in the hands of a dirty little boy.
You got fall. Another day in heaven.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Introducing Honda North Rewards. Purchases earn you points, and points save you dollars. Who says customer loyalty doesn't pay? Join for free today. Just one more reason to choose Honda North. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7.